Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Berman with news for Tuesday, September 17th. A Port Townsend City Council candidate has apparently suspended his campaign, leaving an incumbent council member unopposed in his quest for a second term. Tyler Miles Vega, who filed against Deputy Mayor David Faber, was a no-show for a one-candidate forum and has already informed the organizers of an October 10th forum that he will not participate, saying that Faber is a good candidate and there is no reason to run against him. Faber said today that he regretted Vega's absence in the campaign as contested elections create a dialogue about the issues. Faber will attend the October 10th forum at the Port Townsend Community Center, but will not address the group. The only official meeting between the candidates was broadcast live on July 18th here on KPTZ. At that time, Vega said he did not expect to win the seat, but it was worth a filing fee for the opportunity to ask Faber a few questions. Those questions are now archived on the KPTZ website. Vega is still on the ballot and will most likely pull a percentage of the vote. Port Townsend's landmark Pandy Amore Bakery's new location will greatly expand its business and services when it opens next month, according to its owner, Linda Yakush. The new location at 2319 Washington Street is the former home of SOS Printing, which closed last year. Yakush leased the space earlier this year, projecting a June 1st opening. A series of delays moved that target, and the owner decided that she did not want to open in the middle of the summer. The facility is almost done, aside from inspections and instruction as to how to use the new ovens. Yakush now says it will definitely open sometime in October, at which time the business will be able to take on new clients, something it's been unable to do for several years. Currently, Pandy Amore sells to the public out of its Uptown store, while the bread is made in a Glen Cove facility. The new 3,800-square-foot baking space is twice the size of that in Glen Cove and has the added advantage of allowing passersby to observe bakers at work. Yakush believes the public will enjoy the experience, as will the bakers, who have been toiling in obscurity for several years. The new location includes a retail space, but the Uptown store will stay open. This joins the other locations in Squim and Bainbridge Island. Since the new facility will operate around the clock with two baking cycles, people will be able to get fresh bread on their way home from work rather than just in the morning. And it's possible that the retail space could open as early as 3 a.m., serving early morning workers from the KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Thursday. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.